Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30, these are God's words. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. So the main point of verse 28 is what we know. And this corresponds to what we heard in verse 27 about what God knows. God knows, God, who is the one who searches the hearts, and he knows what the mind of the Spirit is. And so there's this instruction in verse 26 and 27 that the Spirit is interceding for us. He makes intercession for us. And God knows, we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit knows what to pray for, and the Spirit knows how he ought to pray for it, and God knows what the Spirit is praying for. So what is it that the Spirit knows to pray for? And what is it that God knows and understands as the Spirit prays for us? And that is the fullness of the working of all things together for good. So we know that all things work together for good. The Spirit knows what all those things are. And the Spirit knows how to work them all together. And the Spirit knows the good for which he is working them all together. And so we begin with what we know. And we know that that all things work together for good. How do we know that all things work together for good for us? Or specifically for those who love God? Because someone who loves God is exactly the opposite of what we were in Adam, in the first Adam. The summary of the law is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And in fact, you do not love your neighbor unless you love the Lord your God first. There's no such thing as second table of the law keeping, properly understood, apart from keeping the first table of the law. And indeed, if you love God at all, you must love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It is not properly loving God unless you love God as God. And so this really is a shorthand, a summary for the whole of righteousness, the whole of godliness, those who love God. But then this is a marvelous thing. How can any of us be those who love God? Especially since just a chapter ago we were talking about how even after we have been made to delight in the law of God in our inner being, we still have that remaining sinfulness within us. And before we came to delight in the law of God in our inner being, before we were made alive together with Christ, having been crucified with him, we did not love God at all. And so how is it that we could come to love God? And the answer is, only by God's calling us. Only by God's effectually, by his word, addressing us. And by his Spirit's use of his word, giving us spiritual resurrection, bringing us to life. And this calling, of course, then could not have come according to our purpose. Someone has to purpose it. Who is the one who, it's God who purposes it, of course. And so if God purposed to call us so that we would be given these new natures, so that we would be made lovers of God in part, then we know that the intention is to make us lovers of God in full. And that is what the good to which all things work together. this is not all things work together for us to avoid a car accident, or all things work together for us to have a coincidental meeting with somebody that has significant ramifications for our future in this world. This is all things work together for us to become lovers of God in full. And so that's what we know. And why are we going to become lovers of God in full? Because, beginning of verse 29, the thing that started all of this, from the predestined to the glorified and the rest of the passage, the thing that started all of it was God foreknowing us. Now, this is not God knowing about us. This is God knowing us. God foreknows all things about us. That's true. He knows all those things in advance, which, by the way, is not and cannot be that God knew that we would choose him, and so he destined to call those who would choose him. That's a bunch of spiritual and theological rubbish. Because God knows about us ahead of time. What does he know about us? Well, even those whom he brings to faith, our faith is imperfect. The perfection of faith is not in how it believes, it's in whom it believes. It's belief in a perfect Savior, not a perfect faith. So what does he know about our faith? He knows about our faith that it's weak, and it has selfishness in it, and it has all of these misunderstandings in it, and it is an unworthy faith, and our faith deserves hell, or the sin that is mixed in with our faith deserves hell. What does God know about us? He knows about us that even after we believe, we are going to sin so constantly that it drives us to say with the apostle, who will save me from the body of this death? So there are all sorts of things. God knows everything about us in advance, but that is not what verse 29 is talking about. It's talking about God knowing us. It's God deciding to have a relationship with us. God loving us, and God determining that he is going to make us lovers of himself. This is the great glory of the Lord Jesus, that he is God and that he loves God rightly. And when we are glorified together with him, we are not made God. We do not get that part of the glory. What part of the glory do we get? That we love God rightly. That we are conformed. We are made to be like his Son. That he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And so the reason that God would call and regenerate and save someone who is such a sinner as each of us were and are is because of his determination to know us. That he would know us, that we would know him. That he would be our God and we would be his people. That we would be able to say, I am my beloved's. And my beloved is mine. That is the intention from all eternity. That is even behind the predestination. That is intention to bring us into full, untarnished, unblemished, loving relationship with God himself. So we know that all things are working together for good because God was determined to know us and to make us knowers of him. And since he was determined to do that, he predestined us to what? Did he predestine us to be called? Well, yes, he did, because those whom he predestined, he called. And so he predestined us to be, to hear the word and the power of his Spirit and have his Spirit make us alive and come to him through faith, calling. He calls to us, his Spirit calls to us and brings us, to him through faith. He did predestine that. Did he predestine us to be justified? Yes, he predestined us by that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to be united to him, to have all our sin put away by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, to have no guilt at all, no condemnation at all from God anymore, because the wrath of God has been fully satisfied at the cross, to have all of Jesus' obedience, and not just his obedient acts, but even his obedient character counted for us, an obedience that is rendered as a human being, but that is of a divine person. So that not only was he who made no sin, he who knew no sin, made to be sin for us, but we, through faith, become the righteousness of God in him. Yes, God predestined us to be justified. Did he predestine us to be glorified? Yes. He predestined us not just to be forgiven of all our sin and counted as perfectly righteous, but even to be made in our character, in our condition, perfectly righteous, so that there is no sin left whatsoever. But all of these things that he predestined us to are unto this end, that in the relationship that he was determined to have with us, we would not just be redeemed creatures, but adopted children who are conformed to his Son. That Jesus would be glorified in having made us glorious, and then in appearing forever together with those who have been conformed to him. That's what we were predestined to. Whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So God foreknows us, whom he foreknew, but he also knows everything that's going to happen. Why? Because he works all things according to the counsel of his will, to bring everything unto this end, that at the last, Jesus would be the firstborn, and there would be a multitude of his brethren who have been made, who have been pressed exactly into his shape, and he would be glorified in us, and we would be glorified with him, even as we heard from 2 Thessalonians 1. And so we can know that all things are working together for our good if we're saints, because the way we came to be lovers of God, it was because God has determined to work all things together for Christ's glory in us and our being glorified with him. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we thank you that even our calling you Father is a partial fulfillment of what we have just been considering from your word, and that your Spirit who prays for us, who prays exactly for all those things, who prays rightly about how they would work together, who prays with full and perfect knowledge and desire, knowledge of and desire for the glory to which you are bringing us, that he is the one who makes us to call you Father. He is the one who convinces us of what we know, that you are doing all of these things because you have determined this. And so we pray for the ongoing help of your Spirit, that he would continue his ministry in our hearts, that he would continue his ministry to our minds, and that he would continue glorifying Christ by making us to be more and more like he is, until at the last day we are both with him and like him. O Lord, help us, for we are not yet with him in that way, and we are not yet like him as we ought to be. And so we are needy. But you, O Lord, have the kingdom and the power and the glory, and we have confidence through Christ that you will hear and answer this prayer, and that it will be that way forever. And so we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.